We're joined this afternoon with Moore Hill Mount Academy head coach Brandon Wilkes. Coach, a hard-fought loss Friday night to Sabetha in round one of districts, but, you know, Brock Hannah played well, and your offense put up a lot of yards. This is something you got to be pretty happy about.
Yeah, we're happy that our offense is getting better. At the beginning of the year, it was moving kind of slow, and we've had a couple weeks in a row now where we've had over 400 yards offense, and we're starting to find an identity there. We just got to put all three facets of the game together. I mean, our defense and special teams have been pretty solid most of the year, and, you know, we kind of were lacking in those areas. We got to do it in all three facets of the game.
You talk about all three facets of the game. What's the one thing that you guys really focused on this week in practice?
Well, we got to get better at, blocking and tackling and all the fundamentals and limiting mistakes. At this point of the year, I don't think there's really any secrets about what it takes to win and, where we're lacking and where we need to get better at. Now it's just, who's willing to do it at the end of the year when we're banged up a little bit and, the games are bigger and there's more on the line.
You guys have had some high-pressure games this season, but you've always said that your team really hasn't felt the pressure, hasn't felt tight all season. But now you guys are a game back in district play. Does that change the way you guys are going to approach this week?
No. I mean, ultimately, our goal is to come out first or second in our district, but we're still looking at the grand scheme of things of where we're coming as a program, and, we're still about taking one game at a time. We know that every single win is very important to this program, and we're hoping to get two and get a shot at qualifying for the playoffs, but we know it just takes, we just need to focus on one game at a time. We'll take care of this game, the rest of it will take care of itself.
Again, we're joined by Moore Hill Mount Academy head coach Brandon Wilkes. Coach, now this week you're going to play your cross-county rivals in the Tigers of Atchison County Community High School. Does that help get your team ready and pumped up to play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's ever since I've been here. I was told I can't wear orange and black because those are F&M colors, and that's something that they talk a lot about. Oh, that's the rival. So know that it's been a long time, since we beat them in football, and that's something that these guys really want to do. And, if we limit mistakes and play our brand of football, we believe that we have a shot. So kids are definitely – we definitely have their attention because who we're playing this week, and now it's a matter of we can go out there and we can match what they have to bring. So it'll be a good game here at Guy Galley Field.
Does that make it a little easier as a coach when you don't really have to wrangle your players in when you're playing such a rival and they're ready to go? Does that make things so much easier for you guys?
Absolutely. I think it definitely does because, these are kids that they see in the community, these kids that they've known since they were little, and they would like nothing more than to go out there and beat them in football. So I think we got their attention there. Now it's just about not only, getting them to want to put out the effort, but also to mentally being ready to play.
Does ACCHS pose any particular problem or threats with the way that you guys match up, or are they going to force you to change much?
I don't think they're going to force us to change much, but we definitely have to play our best football because they have good athletes, they have strong kids, and they have a good program over there. So I don't think it changes what we do, but we know that the room for error the margin for error gets smaller and smaller the better team play.
What's the one thing that your team's going to really have to accomplish Friday night to come away with a victory in districts?
I think, limiting turnovers, stopping the run, running the football, all things that we've talked about all year long. But, it's a team that's going to make the least amount of mistakes, and it's going to have the best shot to win. So, the games that we have won, we've been successful in doing that. But, we have to do that. We have to minimize their big plays, and we have to find a way to make some big plays ourselves.
Well, thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck on Friday night. You guys are the K-Radio Game of the Week, so we look forward to seeing you Friday night.
Good deal. Appreciate it, Gus.